Sports, episode 34, November 14th, 2012. Dr. Lior Lewenstein of That's It. This week on the Tech of Sports, Dr. Lior Lewenstein. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget the Stitcher radio app for all iOS devices. Get Stitcher for free with all your Netcast Studio shows preloaded. Stitcher, it's award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. Stitcher, it's smart radio for your smartphone. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. And you can join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live, where you can join the chat room, listen to the show live. And I'd like to welcome everyone tonight for a should be an interesting episode, and I'm glad to have my guest on tonight. And if anyone's hungry out there, and I have the perfect thing for you to stay full, help with digestion, and give you a natural energy boost. And located in Van Nuys, California, and outside Los Angeles, there's a fruit bar maker that makes a great GMO-free fruit and has that and nothing else. And yes, I said that right, nothing else. And that's the title of the product. It's That's It. And That's It really has raised the bar. And when it comes to fruit bars, and these bars are available at all major retail outlets, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Albertsons, Raley's, Hy-Vee, Big Five Sporting Goods, Amazon.com, along with other convenience stores, natural food stores, and health food stores. And we're going to talk about that tonight with the founder of the company, Dr. Lior Lewenstein. And best of all, I just want to say, because I got a few samples from you guys and appreciate that, they really taste great. And, Doctor, it's great to have you on tonight.
It's cool. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. And we usually talk about sports and different types of technology on here tonight, but I think there's a little technology we're going to talk about in the bar and how it relates to maybe athletes can get something out of it, and we'll just talk about the bar in general. And you're I'm sure you're a wealth of information. You know these bars inside and out. And just kind of what about the idea of where the bar came from? I know you're a real advocate of eating healthy, and is that kind of your thought for it? And was the original idea for kids? Was that maybe what you were thinking?
No, actually, it was really for everyone. The idea really kind of came about when I came across a study that only a third of Americans actually eat their daily required fruit for the day. And that really kind of blew me away. So I decided that there had to be something different, something out there to be able to combat that. I did a bunch of market research. There was really nothing else out there, of course, aside from fresh fruit. But as we know, it's perishable. It gets bruised. It's not as easily portable. And it can get messy sometimes. You have to cut, peel, wash. And so I thought there should be an alternative to that. I did a bunch of market research, and there was really nothing else out there that was that convenient for on the go. So we did a bunch of R&D, came up with the concept of only having two ingredients, both of which are fruit, and that's it, hence the name. There really was no reason to add anything else other than the two ingredients in there. There are no other products out there that have only two ingredients, and I think that's really one of the unique things and characteristics about our products. And they're really good. It's just fruit. So really it comes down to the convenience of fruit on the go.
It really does, and they are really good. And we'll talk about the two ingredient factor in a little bit. But the fruit bar, energy bar, granola bar market is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yes, it is. And tremendously.
Yes, and let's pretend we're on the TV show Shark Tank right now. If you brought that idea in front of the sharks, they would want to know why this is different and what makes you think that this would be able to get a foothold in that market that's already, they would say, crowded and maybe oversaturated. And I know you're a little different when it comes to the two ingredient factor, but what do you feel separates you from, you know, something maybe that comes out of other parts of the country?
No, absolutely. There's no question that the bar category is completely saturated. I mean, you go to some of these retail stores and it's just a sea of different types of bars out there.
Yeah, a shelf full of them.
Oh, aisles full of bars. It's pretty incredible. But what really sets us apart is, like you mentioned, of course, the two ingredients. There is no product out there like that. The fact that the fruit we used are not purees and concentrates. They're actually real fruit. We don't put any preservatives in there. So we really keep it as clean and as simple and as all natural as possible. So you really won't find products that have real fruit in them. Despite they might say 100% fruit, they're really using purees and concentrates, which add sugar into the ingredients. And their nutritional profiles aren't as robust as our, as what real fruit would provide. We also are non-GMO, as you mentioned, gluten-free. We're vegan, raw, kosher. So we have all those characteristics that pertain to our bars. And we're just fruit. There's no nuts, which is also a very, very big factor. So for kids, for schools, if you just don't want nuts and the extra fat, it's a great way to just have two servings of fruit on the go at any time.
Yeah, and we talk about two ingredients. Really, there are two ingredients in this only. We're not talking about a fruit and a preservative or a chemical that you can't even pronounce. We're just talking about two different kinds of fruit. That is the
different kinds of fruit.
The two ingredients in it, nothing else. It's just amazing. And like I said, we'll talk about that in a second. But you have four different flavors, four different fruit combinations that the bars are offered in. Mm-hmm. How did you decide on them? How did you come up? I mean, they all work. I've tried them all now. They all work. Was it a painstaking process? Did you go through taste tests? Did you go through, you know, multiples of combinations and try to find out what works? Or were you kind of knew it was going to be apple and something else? Is that, would that work the best?
We did a lot of R&D on it initially. And we really wanted to stick with apple plus, because apples are, they're a super fruit. There's a reason for the saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's jam packed with nutrition and vitamins. And we really wanted to keep that, especially because of the fiber as well that comes with apples. It's just a great healthy fruit. So we wanted to add on to that. We did a lot of R&D for different flavors, and we chose apricot, pears, and cherries. One, because they really have their own distinct flavors, but also because they're the lowest in the glycemic index. So for diabetics, it's a great snack. And also for those that just want all natural energy without the sugar spikes and the sugar rushes, it just gives you constant, nice, steady, natural energy.
Yeah, good.
And then mango came on as the fourth flavor. It's the most popular fruit in the world.
It's great.
And it's really, really doing well. It tastes fantastic.
The mango one really is good. It's probably my favorite. I like apricot, so I thought that was going to be my favorite one. But the mango is really top notch. I got to commend you on that one.
Thank you, buddy. Again.
Talk about the manufacturing process. How these all come together, and is it done here in the States? And how involved are you and were you in developing the specific manufacturing process involved in it?
We do manufacture in the States. We source all our fruit from California and Washington State. So it's all local premium quality fruit. And I think you can tell when you taste the bars. It really is. You taste that that freshness and that really top premium quality. The processing, we had a hand in the processing, and we work very closely with our farms to make sure that there's no pesticides or sprays. We don't use preservatives, and we're really sourcing out the best fruit possible.
Yeah, you really are, and it definitely works. I don't know how you guys do it, but it really works great. It's packaged really well. I'm sure it displays really well in the stores. So I think there's so many positives about it. And the other thing with, you said it's for vegans and diabetics can eat. Usually when you think of it's gluten-free, when you think of products that are that, they taste terrible. Sure. Yours is the exact opposite. If I was reading all that, I would say this thing, I would be prepared for the worst when I would try it. And, I mean, are you doing that to scare people? And then when they taste it, they'd say, wow, it's great.
You know, it's not, I mean, there's been a stigma associated with those types of, yeah, you know, those terms. But I think more and more, especially these days with, you know, the wave of health and nutrition, that people are really becoming more educated about their health and what they're eating and reading labels and ingredient lists. We wanted to keep it simple. You know, there's so many ingredient lists out there that are 30 long, their laundry list, half of which you can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to keep it as simple as possible and just keep it clean. And it's been fun.
Yeah. We're here with Dr. Lior from That's It Fruit Bars. And like I said, kosher, vegan, gluten-free, diabetic-friendly. You really got all your bases covered with it. And since this is the tech of sports, I deal a lot with elite athletes, world-class athletes, and even recreational athletes, weekend warriors. Do you see a real benefit? Have you gotten feedback from athletes about the benefits that athletes at all levels receive from the bars? Have you gotten that far in your feedback research?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the U.S. Tennis Association. They have a development program for their juniors that they're trying to develop to really become top in the world. And they started bringing our bars in because they recognize the nutritional value and having a great healthy snack around for the kids to eat. We've had a lot of interest from, you know, major basketball players to, you know, all sports, even marathon runners, especially. The cherry flavor has been known to be great for post workout, especially with marathons for recovery. So we get a lot of we sponsor a lot of marathons. We do a lot of donations to those types of events, and they really really love our fruit bars because they can really kind of replenish their nutrients.
And what about are there any sales outside the states now, or are you just is it just domestic sales right now?
It's just domestic for right now.
Have you gotten inquiries for going overseas, or does that involve a whole new level of approvals on things and, you know, the exporting? You get in a whole different business there, don't you?
Yeah, it gets a little bit more complicated, and we have had many, many inquiries. And, you know, we're working on it, but as of right now, we wanted to get a nice foothold in the States, really brand out, and you know, and hopefully everybody will see that you don't have to have anything else other than, you know, the real products, the real fruit.
What about feedback you've received from specific age groups of people? I mean, I think it's like you said, you were set out to do something for everybody. Kids have to love it. I could even see it being a great snack for in assisted living homes for elderly people. It stores real well. Like I said, it's easy to transport. They're easy to open. I mean, you've almost created the perfect product that goes across so many different demographic groups.
Yeah, when we first started, we really did. We knew we wanted to hit up a couple of different targets. We started out in farmers markets to get real time feedback and really see what people thought of it. And we really quickly realized that whether you're a 1 year old or a 91 year old, it's a universal product because what we're really talking about here is fruit. It also spans across all cultures, so it really goes everywhere. Because, you know, fruit is a part of every culture. It's a staple of every culture. And we have a lot of feedback coming from, you know, 10-month-olds, you know, 1-year-olds that love the bars to 90-year-old women who, you know, there's this particular woman who couldn't eat apples because of dentures. And so for the first time in years, she was able to actually eat fruit and enjoy it because, you know, it was in a different format. So there, you know, we get all these different stories and different ways that the people are able to enjoy it where they couldn't before.
Yeah, great story, and I never thought of that. That is a real good marketing tactic you could use to get it out there. I think it'd be a great snack for elderly people. Kids, I'm sure, love the taste. They don't realize how good it is for them, so I guess they don't know any better at that age. But let's take a quick break here for Amazon.com, our sponsor, and just want to let the listeners know if they're doing any shopping. The holiday season coming up, Amazon.com, it's their busiest time of the year. And I'm sure if you're ordering something online, you're always considering Amazon.com. And you can use the affiliate link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any of your needs. There's no extra cost to you. And it helps support the studio here and the shows that we provide. And it brings you the tech of sports each week, and we appreciate it. And it's netcaststudio.com/Amazon, and I always give a pick each week that the viewers and listeners can buy off of Amazon, and that's it is sold off of Amazon. Am I correct,
Doc? It is. It is.
And how does that do on Amazon? Is it you find that pretty worthwhile distribution network there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, it allows us to reach a very large audience. It's doing really, really well, you know, I think it allows people from, you know, all parts of the country to be able to purchase it.
It's great to be on there, and Amazon.com for all your shopping needs. And how can listeners and viewers check out specific information about the product. You have a really good website. There's some good testimonials on there, a lot of good information, and you guys are also active in social media as well, so feel free to promote that. And if viewers and listeners have specific questions, how's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
There's plenty of information on our website. We have videos, blog reviews, testimonials. So you can really kind of get a feel for the product. You know, all the nutritional information's on there and really about who we are. With regards to social media, we are very, very heavy into social media. We love having conversation with all our fans. And really, we promote it through a lot of contests and promotions through there also. So that's a really great way to be able to win like cool prizes, whether it's backpacks or Halloween tote bags or whatnot. But also to be able to taste the bars and really get a feel for who we are as a company.
Give your website address out there for everybody.
The website is thatsitfruit.com.
And you're on Twitter at That's It Fruit, also, I believe, on Twitter.
Correct, at That's It Fruit. And then you can, it's facebook.com/ That's It Fruit.
That's It Fruit. That you can go on any of the platforms and find out about it. Research it, get the information, watch the little videos on there. Interesting. You know, really, you guys do a really good job promoting it. Yeah, and I don't know why I keep thinking about the show Shark Tank, but I mean, a lot of people go on that show, and that you would be the ideal person on that show, but I guess you don't need them. But they go on the show not only looking for money, but they go on there looking for distribution channels, and distribution is so key and how you get the product out to retailers and outlets. And just kind of curious on how you guys went about the process. Did you do trade shows? Did you do mass sampling to places? That's always the tough part of the deal. How do you get into those major retailers? What was your thought on that, Doctor?
When we first started, you know, we wanted to do a grassroots type of approach. We didn't really know, where were we going, if the product had legs, and we quickly found out that it did. About a couple of months after launch, Whole Foods Markets took us on nationally, and that really kind of bolstered us onto the next level. And since then, we've just been picking up, you know, large retailer after large retailer. So it's been really easy to kind of gain that national type of distribution. We do a lot of sampling, whether it's events or donations or trade shows or whatnot. So, you know, you just have to kind of do a little bit of everything. And believe it or not, Facebook and, you know, blog outreach has been a really, really great way of getting out there, getting the name out there, getting people to try it. And that's really kind of like the grassroots approach that we took.
Yeah. And did you ever have that? And you had growing pains probably along the way, but did you ever have that point where you had too many orders and you had to kind of ramp up your production, or did you not reach that point? Did you always kind of grow the way you thought you were going to?
Well, we're kind of in the middle of that. We're only about a little over a year old. So, you know, the growth has just not been nonstop, and we continue to grow. So yeah, we're constantly in flux.
So if Walmart and Walgreens and Sam's Club called you tomorrow, could you handle them?
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice. Yeah, it's like I said, it's a great product. It really sells itself. Also, since you know your name is great, That's It. What is the shelf life on them? And what if a hiker was going to take, you know, a backpack full of these on a hike somewhere, hiking the Appalachian Trail or whatever? Is there any weather or a climate that affects them for a long period of time, or are they just good to go? You bring them with you wherever.
No, they're really good to go. There's a 12-month shelf life on them, despite the fact that there are no preservatives.
How is that possible?
That's a little bit of our magic. that's why we exist. But we're able to get a 12-month shelf life on them, and they're not temperature sensitive, so you can really take them whether it's the heat, the cold, or anything like that. We get a lot of feedback from fans who put it in the freezer or the refrigerator because they like it a little colder. It really doesn't make a difference. You could take it anywhere with you, and they'll last for a while. So, you know, whether you want to put it into, natural disaster kits, that's a great way, you know, a great thing to keep on hand for, because it has such a long shelf life. People really respond well to the name. We were just on the Doctor Show last week, And they love the name. They love the nutritional profile of it. And it was one of their featured products. It was great.
Yeah, you're a good looking guy. Did they ask you to be a regular on the show there?
Or you, unfortunately, they didn't ask me on. Despite the fact that I'm an MD, I think they just kind of, they have their panel and they do their thing. But maybe next time we'll see. I'll try to squeeze on their show.
Yeah, they were intimidated by you probably.
Yeah.
we touched on your website and social media are great. Have you heard? We had a guest last week. She's really into clean cooking and healthy cooking. Have you heard of people that have used the bars for cooking other than just eating the bars? Maybe into muffins or like cereal cookies or something. Have you heard about? You gotten feedback on any of that?
Yeah, people. I mean, we get comments all the time about how people use our bars in different ways. People chop it up and put it into salads. They'll use it, chop it up and use it on cheese plates with wine. It's so many various ways. Whether it's essentially fruit, so you can put it into like fruit bread or fruit cake or whatever you really want. You can kind of just do with it what you will. It's easy and it really can go in so many different directions.
I could almost imagine like a healthy Pop-Tart instead of that filling that's in the Pop-Tarts. Now that's it. Fruit inside the Pop-Tart without that, without that filling and without the little frosting on it, you would actually have a healthy Pop-Tart, wouldn't you?
You might too.
That'd be a great idea. I want residuals on that if that ever happens.
Fair enough.
I've read a little bit about you guys and about you personally. I have a feeling that that these fruit bars are just the start. Are other products being thought of in development? Is this do you see like a whole empire possibly developing? You guys have to be more than just fruit bars, I think, at some point. Is that long range? Have you thought about that? Or are you still trying to master the fruit bar and energy bar business?
Well, we're still trying to, to get our foothold and get a name out for the fruit bars. Like you said, it is such a huge category that we really want to try to create a foothold and really brand it out that way. We are working on and have a couple ideas about how we can expand out and do different line extensions, et cetera. But for right now, I think we're going to stick to the fruit and go from there.
I think down the road, the possibilities are really endless, though, when you think about all the possibilities that this, like you said, chopping it up and grating it or whatever and dicing it, all the different uses for it are just really, your imagination is really the limit, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, great. We're here with Dr. Lior from That's It Fruit. And once again, mention the website and how listeners can check out more information about it. And is it available to be ordered right off your website as well? Or do they have to go to Amazon or a retailer to order it?
No, the website is thatsitfruit.com. You can get all the information on the website. You can actually order on the website as well and have it shipped directly to you. You can order it on Amazon. And there are, of course, the natural retailer stores like Whole Foods, Vitamin Shops, and a lot of different chains across the country.
And are you in every part of the country now, or are there still some regions of the country that you're trying to get a foothold in?
I think we span across most of the country. It might be a little sparse in certain areas, but we're working on it, and we should be, within the next year, we should be pretty much available in most places in the country.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. And if you were on the doctors or the product is on the doctors, you're well on your way. Always appreciate it. And I always ask my guest one last question, Doctor, here on the Tech of Sports, and I have a feeling I might know what the answer is. But what's the one piece of modern technology or gadget that you can't live without?
Gosh, that's a really good question. I guess everyone says their cell phone, don't they, these days? But
come up with something else.
I'm trying to think of what else I can use. God, that's a good question. Everything's done on cell phones these days. Let's go with the tablet, with the iPad.
Yeah, an iPad user?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really, good for returning emails and checking emails and, maybe writing little notes to yourself and stuff. If you go to a meeting or you have an appointment, do you always bring your iPad with you?
Yeah, it's easy, especially when I'm traveling a lot. You're on the go. You can use those kind of things, presentations, any information you need. It's really easy, light, and it's easy to take around. So,
Would have been nice to have that at USC, wouldn't it? Instead of carrying around that whole backpack full of those thick books.
Back in the day, absolutely.
It's not that long ago.
It would have been
Doctor,
nice.
Appreciate you having you on, and we'll definitely promote this. I'm definitely a believer in it, and I'll be scouting out a place in Atlanta where I can get them here regularly. I'm a believer. I think it's a great product. Appreciate you having you on, and we'll be looking for what you guys have coming out next.
Thanks again. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Dr. Lior Lewenstein of That's It Fruit, and check out the website, thatsitfruit.com. Just want to let everyone know the Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you, and you can head over to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows that are available, and our sister network, radiocss.com. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, a Netcast Studio production.